I would love to find a way to inspire others on this earth to better understand the peril facing nature and its worth. It feeds us and supplies us with most everything we need, yet we treat it like a landfill, poisoning everything from greed. And yes, I wish I could get just a few more to agree that only thinking of ourselves doesn't make us free. We really need to find a way to treat each other better and to give respect to others instead of writing angry letters. The glaciers, they are melting, and the seas are rising too, and the weather can't seem to make its mind up what to do. The folks who live on islands, well, they're getting flooded out, yet the people that have caused this mess just tune the whole thing out. The forests, they are falling to the chainsaw and the flame. The creatures losing habitat, and we're the ones to blame. The coral reefs are bleaching in the warming of the seas, and the silence where the songbirds were should bring us to our knees. We paved across the wetlands and we poisoned every stream and called it all just progress like it was some golden dream. But the debt we owe to nature has been adding up for years, and the interest now is coming due in floods and smoke and tears. The glaciers, they are melting, and the seas are rising too, and the weather can't seem to make its mind up what to do. The folks who live on islands, well, they're getting flooded out, yet the people that have caused this mess just tune the whole thing out. There's a mother in the Delta watching flood waters rise. There's a farmer in the Dust Bowl scanning empty skies. There's a child in the wildfire smoke who cannot catch her breath, and the ones who hold the power seem to be in love with death. The circular economy was always there to find a way to use what nature gives and leave no waste behind. But the profit and the quarterly report got in the way, and somebody else's children are the ones who have to pay. The glaciers, they are melting, and the seas are rising too, and the weather can't seem to make its mind up what to do. The folks who live on islands, well, they're getting flooded out, yet the people that have caused this mess just tune the whole thing out. But I see the young ones rising with their eyes wide open now. I see the community gardens and the farmers learning how. I see the solar on the rooftops and the rewilding of the hills, and the neighbors helping neighbors with their ordinary skills. The cooperative way is slowly finding its own ground, and the people in the margins are the ones who make the sound. If we listen to each other like we listen to the rain, we might just find a way to bring this good earth back again. The glaciers, they are melting, and the seas are rising too, and the weather can't seem to make its mind up what to do. The folks who live on islands need us standing by their side, and the people who have caused this mess have got nowhere left to hide. It starts with just one person saying something has to change, then another and another, till the shift is in the range. Not a perfect revolution, not a miracle in sight. Just ordinary people choosing to do ordinary right. Inspire just one who inspires one more, till the ones who need inspiring know what we are here for. This earth, our one and only home. This earth, our one and only home.